This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For sure. David Lombardi, The Athletic, all over the 49ers. Been a minute since we've been able to check in, but today is the day. Hey, David, how are we doing?
Great. How are you doing?
We're doing fantastic. Put a number on it. What are the chances Brandon Ayuk is still on the team when we go to bed Thursday night?
Well, I think it has to be over 80%. It's a matter of value for the 49ers right now. And they never closed the door on this. The only time they've ever closed the door on a trade possibility in one of these situations was with Bosa last year. At the very start of it, they said he's untouchable. And John Lynch went out of his way to say that Bosa's untouchable. He never went out of his way to say that Debo's untouchable, that Brandon Ayuk is untouchable. So they've obviously been fielding interest, but you just have to look at what is the value play for the 49ers moving forward. And this is one of the best receivers in football that is fresh off of leading the number one offense in the NFL in receiving production. And it's a team that's trying to get better now to win a Super Bowl. And they have him under contract too for this next season. But without a new deal, he's already under contract. So you think about that dynamic moving forward. The 49ers obviously want to get better. They at least want to stay the same. How would that happen without Brandon Ayuk on the team? The only way that could potentially happen, and I say potential because it wouldn't be surefire, would be if you picked up a massive haul in return for Brandon Ayuk, something in the draft this week that would allow you to significantly improve a position that is lacking right now. So say offensive line, or I don't even know if cornerback is that lacking anymore after what they did in free agency. So the chances that the 49ers are moved off of their position, I don't think are that big, but they do exist. And deadline pressure, such as the draft, which is an inflection point, can get a desperate team or an overzealous team to offer something that the 49ers might like. So I think that's why John Lynch answered the way that he did yesterday. Somebody asked the same question to John Lynch. Is there a chance that Brandon Ayuk is not on the roster at the end of Thursday? And he said, I wouldn't anticipate that. I'll say the same thing. I wouldn't anticipate that, but I won't give you a hard no, because the only time that we've been given a hard no in situations like this is with Nick Bosa last season.
Is part of what could motivate the move the thought that the two sides are far apart on what that contract might entail for Brandon Ayuk?
I mean, that's at the heart of it, right? That's if right now Brandon Ayuk is probably, his camp is coming in with a certain number, and the 49ers have a certain number in mind. The 49ers' numbers might have gotten stricter and stricter over the years because they're paying more and more star players, and also they have the Brock Purdy contract looming next year, so they have to make sure that they're very disciplined with where they come in. And Brandon Ayuk, based on how good he's been, especially this past season, has every right to ask for a lot of money. There's a reason why all of these deals, George Kittle in 2020, Fred Warner in 2021, Deebo Samuel in 2022, and Nick Bosa in 2023, all of these deals have taken at least until late July to get hammered out. And right now we're in what? We're in April right now. So we're still 3 months away from the average time when a contract like this gets done. And it's because negotiations typically start with the player and the team far apart. And it takes that summer and the deadline pressure of the looming season to get the job done. Now, in this case, John Lynch has indicated that the 49ers might have a little less patience for this stretching into training camp because they don't like what the Bosa and what the Samuel negotiations did to both of those players' seasons, or at least the start of their seasons. They thought that those guys were slow out of the gate. They thought that, okay, maybe we're better off if this wraps up sooner. So that could add a little bit more value to the 49ers trying to get this resolved sooner this time around.
David Lombardi, The Athletic, with us here, Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. You mentioned earlier in that answer about the Brock Purdy contract looming. What kind of an effect does that have on everything right now that's contractual related to all the players?
Well, the salary cap is like a sink, and you're constantly filling the sink with water, and that's the new expenditures that you pour into your team, and then there's a drain at the bottom of the sink that is letting some water go. That's players that you cut, contracts that expire, so on and so forth. When the sink overflows, That means that you have no choice but to cut players, kind of scrap your roster. We've actually seen teams hit that kind of problem, which we like to call cap hell. The Rams hit that. The Saints have hit that. I think the Dolphins have hit it a little bit too. So the 49ers are actively trying to drain enough from the sink while they continue pouring new water in to avoid cap hell. And so far they've kind of surfed that wave, to use another water analogy. They've surfed the wave really effectively, but the biggest deposit into the sink, the biggest pour of water from the faucet yet, is projected to be the Brock Purdy contract. So you've got to make sure that you're shuffling everything correctly. And some of it is, you know, every season is a new sink, right? So, and you could drain water from a previous season and move that water into another season. That's what restructuring contract does. That's what signing bonuses do, because you can amortize them. So it's all complicated. I like to call it financial Tetris, but all you need to know from a larger picture standpoint is that there's going to be a tremendous amount of money, a tremendous amount of water pouring into the sink if Brock Purdy signs a new contract. And because of that, you better have all of the deck chairs straightened out before that time comes. So that's why they want to negotiate the best possible deal with Brandon Ayuk.
And I love the sink analogy, by the way. You've used it before, and I want to thank you for that, because it's a perfect way to envision it in your mind. But it made me think about where Deebo is in the sink. If you sign Brandon Ayuk, does he get closer to the drain than ever before?
Well, they built a real out in Deebo Samuel's contract that's relatively financially efficient after this next season. So I don't think this is anything that they've decided right now. I think right now it's not financially efficient to let go of Deebo Samuel. So they're in a position where he's almost certainly going to be on the team next year. But you can revisit this in 2024. And that's the thing. You can't make 2024 or 2025. We're already in 2024. Time flies. You can't make 2025 decisions in 2024. That's like making a play call for midway through the fourth quarter when you're in the second quarter. You don't know what the game situation is going to be. You don't know if it's going to be second and six or third and one or fourth and eight. Like, I mean, you just don't have that information yet. So this next season is going to give the 49ers a whole heck of a lot of information. I would even say that they don't have the full information on Brandon Ayuk yet for what they might do this weekend, because they don't know what those trade offers are going to be. They don't know if somebody's going to try to sweeten the pot to try to move him off their current position, which is obviously to keep Brandon Ayuk around.
David, I think I know the answer to this. I'd love to hear how you answer it, though.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spend so much time talking about whether or not the 49ers want to keep Ayuk. What do you know about Ayuk's desires to stay with the 49ers?
He wants to stay with the 49ers. He's clearly said it on a podcast a couple weeks ago. He was on with, is Chad Johnson's last name Ocho Cinco or Johnson? I'm not sure if he reverted back. So it's both. So Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson had Brandon Ayuk on a podcast, and Brandon Ayuk said that I hope that professionals on both sides can work out a deal. So he said that means that he wants to stay with the 49ers. He hopes that a deal is worked out, but there's an asterisk there. He obviously wants a deal at a certain price.
Well. So I think the nature of the question is have you seen anything in the last couple of years that would suggest that Brandon Ayuk wants to be on a team that throws the ball more, for example?
I think that, I mean, that's always, I know where you're coming from with this question, because I think there was some frustration that people sensed with his target share coming out of the Super Bowl. But I think at the end of the day, I still remember how emotional Brandon Ayuk got the 2 days after that Super Bowl at his locker when he was talking about what he'll remember about the 2023 team, and he said just going to work with his brothers, fighting for that common goal. I think at the end of the day, he is a team player at the core. And the way that he blocks on the field is a really, really good example of that. I still remember the double block, I called it, on that McCaffrey 65-yard touchdown run in Pittsburgh where he chip blocked the defensive end, Alex Highsmith, before he took out DeMonte Casey 15 yards downfield. I mean, he executed that in a way that probably, you might be able to say no other receiver in football would have been able to execute that double block as well as he did. Anyway, that kind of stuff is all over his tape. And, just getting to know him and getting to know some of the answers, getting to know that situation that I just told you about when he did get emotional over what the 49ers did collectively, I think winning is ultimately what makes Brandon Ayuk tick out your worth. And so I think both of those things are going on, but I don't see him as being a guy that would leave just because his target share would be a little bit bigger elsewhere. I think that ultimately he enjoys being part of an efficient offense. He enjoys winning, and he's got to take care of his business off the field now.
We're talking to David Lombardi, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
David, how motivated are the Niners to get this deal done before the likely fifth-year option extension avoidance of Lamb and Jefferson? Won't those reset the market and make Ayuk's number higher if he goes after them?
Not necessarily. They'll reset the market. Yes, I would think the Justin Jeffersons would. But I would argue, and I'm sure Brandon Ayuk's agent, Ryan Williams, is arguing this right now, that Ayuk has a chance to reset the market himself. He doesn't have to wait for those guys. I mean, you look at just how damn good he was last year. He dominated in every single efficiency stat when you compare it to the other guys that are up for a contract. They just didn't throw to him at quite the volume of the other ones, but yards per catch, like 18 yards per catch. The yards per route run was off the chart. The only player that had better in that category was Tyreek Hill. So, I mean, Ayuk was sensationally good. I put up this graph several times online where they plot on an XY axis his receiving grade and then his yak grade, and he's a complete outlier. He's all the way up there in the upper right. So I think that Brandon Ayuk has made quite the case that he's one of the elite guys in football, deserves to be paid as such. And now it's a matter of, okay, well, the 49ers have a certain budget. They have a certain, you know, they have to look at this in the bigger picture. Can they find commonality with Brandon Ayuk in that budget? Or if they can't, are they going to decide to play a level of hardball? And the level of hardball relies on the fact that they still have contractual control here. They don't have to pay him. They could say, hey, you can play on the fifth-year option, and obviously Ayuk can hold out, but then he wouldn't get paid in that situation.
I'd like to follow up on your comment that maybe even Ayuk could reset the market and just find out exactly what you mean by that. You don't mean he's going potentially north of $30 million a year, do you?
The $30 million number, that's funny money. That
right.
Doesn't mean anything.
So are you talking guarantee then?
Yeah. So okay. Fully guaranteed money would be something that to keep a eye for. But Tyreek Hill, his agent negotiated some ridiculous non-guaranteed number. It was like $43 million, yep, for the final season just to get up to 30. So nobody really cares about that. Oh, maybe there may be some guys care about the vanity number. I get it. But as far as agents, the number that you need to look at is fully guaranteed money, not injury guaranteed money, fully guaranteed money. Tyreek Hill's got 52.7 million or 52.5 million of fully guaranteed money. And I think Ayuk has missed one game since his rookie year. I think that he has every right to ask for more than $50 million in fully guaranteed money. 49ers have every right to take exception to that because they might not be able to fit that into their realistic budget. And if he's going to stay with the 49ers happy for a long time, then they're going to have to find acceptable middle ground and agree to that.
And that is probably where the sticking point lies, because if you've got Deebo Samuel already under contract for roughly 24, and if Brandon wants a big guarantee at that level, that's when you get back to your sink, David, and maybe there becomes too much water for them to have both guys for beyond next year.
But that's also where being a cash-rich team benefits the 49ers. Because it's the salary cap is set up so that if you pay stuff in big bonuses, that bonus is actually spread out over 5 years against the salary cap. So to get to $50 million fully guaranteed, they usually divvy it up into a couple bonuses. They had three separate ones for Nick Bosa that kind of staggers the cap it even more. But just to simplify things, say that you gave a guy a $50 million signing bonus. I'm not saying they're going to give him that. I think they would divvy it up. But say you gave him a $50 million signing bonus. Only $10 million of that counts against the cap in the first year over a 5 year proration, right? So you'd spread it out like an accordion. So if you're willing to give out a ton of guaranteed money now, you can actually duck under the salary cap and count on the salary cap to rise in the future. And we've seen the 49ers do this with every single one of their big deals since they re-signed George Kittle. They've backloaded these deals by giving out really big signing bonuses. So that could be another tool that they use to satisfy the, you know, many the many different demands that are coming from different angles in this Brandon Ayuk negotiation.
David, this is just for fun, because you said already you can't make 2025 decisions in 2024, and you're right. But if Brock Purdy were negotiating an extension right now, what do you think he'd get?
Ooh, that's a really interesting one. I'll start with this. If he delivers the same type of year that he delivered this year, he should be one of the top three paid quarterbacks in football next year. He'll be over $50 million. If he's an MVP finalist 2 years in a row, no question. The problem right now is still, when we're talking about that kind of money, there's still a sample size problem right now. So if he negotiated something right now, you could do something incentive-based that before the incentives would be worth probably $35 to $40 million a year. And but could be expandable to $50 million a year, because you still need that. I think you really do need one more season of the type of play that we saw to consider him a top three money guy. And that's why there's so much pressure here on everybody in 2024.
So at the end of next year, if he has another fantastic year and he's in the same spot as Brandon Ayuk, ready for an extension, does he then have more leverage than Ayuk just because he would be an elite quarterback and just a plain quarterback?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, the quarterback, you could say it's the most important position in all of sports. I think Jed York himself said that at the owners meeting. So you could live without Brandon Ayuk. You couldn't live without Brock Purdy if you were the 49ers moving forward. Now, it's not just a matter of living and surviving. This is a team trying to win a Super Bowl. So that gives Brandon Ayuk a sense of leverage here as well. But when you look forward to the Brock Purdy negotiations, I mean, those are going to be monstrous, and that's why the 49ers, assuming that he continues playing as well as he has, that's why they have to make sure they carve out as much room as possible moving into 2025.
Yeah, David Lombardi, The Athletic, just to put a bow on the Ayuk thing, because of what you just said, the 49ers are trying to win a Super Bowl this year. Do you see any way, shape, or form that the 49ers could trade Ayuk on Thursday and still be as good of a team in September?
Somebody would have to be desperate. You would have to get that inflection point, the deadline pressure, to encourage a team to send something to the 49ers to where they could get an immediate impact player with that pick.
Yep.
That would bolster their offensive line right away. I think that's because when I look at this team, I see like one real statistical weakness, and it was the pass protection, namely on the right side. So you would have to, I think, bolster the right tackle spot very specifically. But nothing would be guaranteed. I mean, even if they were able to somehow trade up into the top half of the first round, I mean, to me, it's remarkable that in 2020, they were able to get a top half of the first round pick for DeForest Buckner. They obviously didn't spend it right. I mean, Javon Kinlaw, that never lived up to what they needed from that pick, but the value that they got for DeForest Buckner in that trade was to me remarkable, especially in retrospect now that we see what these players are going for. So say that they got something similar for Brandon Ayuk, and then they nailed the pick, and that guy turned into what, Tristan Wirfs. Tristan Wirfs was the good example from 2020. In that case, they could theoretically be better, right? Because their pass protection, the biggest weakness, will have been improved.
Right, but who would play receiver next to Deebo Samuel?
Maybe you would draft somebody. Maybe you could add somebody. You probably lose a little bit at that receiver. You definitely lose something at that receiver spot because, like I said, Brandon Ayuk is an elite receiver. But you would hope that what you gained in pass protection would be greater than what you lost at that receiver spot.
David, great stuff, man. We're really looking forward to the weekend. I know we'll be talking to you again soon. Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.